our lives. Coming up next to the stage, guys, we have a fantastic Chicago stand-up. Also one of the producers of the Chicago Nerd Comedy Festival, which is August 11th through 14th at Stage 773. This is a very cool festival. Very excited to have Mr. Cody Melcher here.
It's been a long time since I've eaten ice cream. Like maybe a couple of months. It's also been 5 years, 7 months, and 6 days since the last time I tried to commit suicide. The time that I ended up in the hospital. Now, it's not that I hate ice cream, or even frozen plasmoid-like treats at all. I've had yogurt or two since then, and I definitely enjoyed the gelato place that used to be next to where I worked, especially their red velvet gelato. My biggest complaint with them was that they didn't always have it. Like, they would always have the thing, but it wouldn't really be there. It's a rarity there. But there have been worse things to deal with in the past. You know, you can't let the gelato get you down. Life isn't a bed of red velvet gelato, because that would be terrible and sticky, but it's also not an endless fall down a dark well. Sometimes you hit a rock, sometimes you snag hold of the side and pull yourself up a bit, and sometimes, well, you hit the bottom. I used to be part of a theater in Austin, a community, and as such, we had an office holiday party. It was a grand time, I'm sure, but as I was going through a particular why me phase of my college years, I didn't pay much attention. What I did notice was that there were a lot of couples together, enjoying their love and stuff or whatever, and I was sitting alone, by myself, having been single for far too long and having my last few relationships end in a bad decision, cheating, and in general. I was not unlike an ice cream cone, sitting there alone, melting. I went home that night, and I drank. I drank a lot. To avoid putting things lightly, I drank a whole bottle of 100-proof peppermint schnapps and watched the show Eureka on Netflix. I still don't know how that season ends. I haven't had time to go back and watch it. I ended up getting most of my steak knives out of the drawers. I'm going to do you all a favor and not talk about what happened with those, but what I can say that happened is two things. One, I did not have any ice cream that night. And two, a friend of mine called the police after I called him, and then my phone died. Boy, howdy, were the officers who showed up a fun time. one of them played my piano. He had gone to college for piano and then ended up going into the police service. And the other two played with my cat using the laser sights from their tasers. They all declined my offer of water or snacks. I'm from Texas. And they also didn't have ice cream because I didn't have any to give them. I arrived at the hospital with three things: my wallet, my glasses, and a copy of the complete Noel Coward reader. After watching a bit of The Birdcage on the TV in my hospital room, I fell asleep. When I awoke, there was a woman sitting at the edge of my bed. And to reiterate, I don't hate ice cream. I really don't. It's like, it's just not my preferred dessert, you know? I mean, if I'm going to absorb the calories, I'd much rather have like a cake or another pastry of some kind. It's a matter of substance. I like that cake feels more full. I like substance. Substance matters. The woman, as it turns out, was a social worker. I'm sure I asked for her name because I'm polite, but I don't remember it. From her demeanor and the way her ears bowed out ever so slightly, I'll call her Margaret. What happened Sunday that made you want to kill yourself? She asked me, looking at her notes for what she was looking, I don't know. Well, let's see. I got up pretty early and I went to make some coffee, but then I realized that I had no coffee left anymore, so I said, fuck it, I'm going to kill myself. She stared at me for a moment. So, you think you're funny? Then I said, what I think is funny is that you think that there would be an isolated event on a single day in which a person would want to end their entire existence. She paused and leaned back in her chair. A smirk wiggled across her face, and she said the one line that became not only my iTunes playlist for 2012, but also the title of my children's book, which is yet to be written. So, you're a thinker. I guess you pegged me. I do think a lot. I think about how my cat gets to sleep a lot more often than I do, yet we seem to have the same lack of satisfaction in life. I think about what's going to happen on the next season of Game of Thrones. I think about how it seems obvious to me that the thinkers are usually the ones who kill themselves, because if you're not thinking, you probably don't care enough either way. I think about ice cream and why I don't like it. Why am I the only person that seems to find it dissatisfying? What is it about me that looks at a supposedly delicious treat and thinks, meh, it's not that great? Maybe this is my problem. Maybe I look at something great and I can't see the beauty. Or maybe I'm just not a fan of ice cream. Eventually, the director of the theater came to pick me up, and in a brilliant act of picking up on the mood of the room, responded to Margaret's assurance that I would be fine with, thank God, Here I was thinking I'd thrown the worst holiday party ever. It was a beautiful moment of two people connecting on a subliminal level, rejecting the idea that they were different and shifting the world between them. It was a moment where I realized that maybe, just maybe, I wasn't so different and alone. I have to say I lied at the beginning of this story. Not about the ice cream. I really don't care for it. It hasn't been over 5 years since the last time I've fallen down the well. It's been 11 days. Life is hard. It can be a struggle for anyone. There's a lot in common between life, depression, and dessert. We all want everything to be pleasant, easy, and with sprinkles. We want the caramel and the chocolate on top and the cherry to be placed just right. But ice cream melts, and so too can resolve. However, as I'm sure any middle school student can tell you, the best and sweetest ice cream is the ice cream you make yourself. It's going to take a lot of salt. It's going to take a lot of shaking. But if you really want it, you just have to keep going. That's the funny thing about falling down a well. When you hit the bottom is the only chance you have to jump back up. And every once in a while, ice cream's not too bad a treat. Thank you.
Cody Meltzer, everybody. So, man, that was wonderful. I don't have a quip. I do want to say we had a couple more guests scheduled to come from the Nerd Comedy Festival, and one got a fever and the other is traveling right now. So Cody is the sole representative, but please go to the Nerd Comedy Festival. It's going to be great. Cody, what are some of the acts that are performing?
We've got Teen Star Kid. We've got Jackson Bird coming in from New York to do Will It Waffle. Ooh. We've got Geek Show, Just the Facts, which is a British
That sounds great. So, yeah, stage 773, August 11th through 14th, everybody. That's super great. All right.